In the Padma Purana, Shivaji once told Parvati about the appearance of Radharani, whose appearance day comes in less than 10 days. Vrishabhanu Maharaj was a great devotee of the Lord. His chaste and devoted wife was named Kirtita. It is from her womb that Jagannamata, the mother of the whole world, Sri Radha, took birth. This auspicious appearance of Brajeshwari occurred at noon on the 8th day of the bright fortnight in the month of Bhadrava. Seeing such a very beautiful daughter who was born to their king, all the Gopa families of Gokul became very joyful and shouted, Jai Radhe!
Jai Radhe!
Everyone's desires were fulfilled. King Vrishabhanu gave immense charity to the Brahmanas, Vaishnavas, musicians, dancers, and poor men. Now one day, Narada Muni decided to come to King Vrishabhanu and inquired about the welfare of their family. And King Vrishabhanu said, because of your mercy, everything is auspicious and a daughter was born to me. Please see her. When Narada Muni came to the little cradle of Srimati Radhika, Vrishabhanu Maharaj placed his daughter, whose eyes were still closed, on the lap of Narada Muni. Now by the touch of Srimati Radhika, the sage became ecstatic. The hairs on his body stood on end, and tears like torrential rain flowed from his eyes. In his heart, Narada Muni began to offer prayers to Srimati Radhika. He said, you are Hari Priya, dear to Lord Hari. You are Mahabhava Swarupa, the personification of the highest love. And you are Govinda Mohini, the enchanter of Govinda. You are Krishna Prana Rupa, the life and soul of Krishna. You are Ananda Swarupa, the very embodiment of bliss. You are Bhakti and Tapa. So when Srimati Radhika heard those love-filled prayers of Narada Muni, she became inclined with mercy and showed her divine form to Narada Muni. She was no longer a little baby like this, but now the Muni beheld a vision of Radhika seated upon a throne studded with divine gems under the shade of a wish-fulfilling tree. Innumerable sakis were there. Some were fanning her, some waving chamaras, and others holding a white umbrella over her head. Brajeshwari's, Srimati Radhika's body was covered with beautiful, transcendent garments. Her forehead was decorated with signs drawn with sindhura, and a glow emanated from her body. By her mercy, Radharani revealed this beautiful form to Narada Muni, and he alone could see it. All this while, Srimati Radhika was as a little baby lying in her cradle. So when that vision appeared from Narada Muni, he saw again this little baby in the cradle. King Vrishabhanu saw that something had gone on with Narada Muni, and he saw that Narada Muni was crying, and he said, is everything well with you? Have you seen something special? And then he said with folded hands, Naradaji, the eyes of my daughter are still closed. What will happen so that the eyes of my daughter will open? So at that time, Narada Muni remembered that once in Golok Dham, Lord Hari had requested Radha to appear with her, with himself, on this earth. But Radhika had said, I cannot leave Golok, I cannot leave Syama Kund, I cannot leave Govardhan and the Yamuna. And what will happen when I appear on the earth? I will see some men. This I cannot bear. I only wish to see you. And Krishna said, don't worry. I have asked Radha Kund, Syama Kund, Giri Govardhan and Yamuna ji to appear in this world. You can see, here is Yamuna ji. And Giriraj is here on that side. And when I come, when you come, your eyes will be closed. Only when you see me as the first person, your eyes will open. So King Vrishabhanu held a great festival on the auspicious occasion of his daughter's birth, and he invited all the cowherd men and women, especially Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda Ma, to come on ox carts from Nandagram to Vashana, and then welcomed them. There was a magnificent festival. All different kinds of instruments were played, like the kettle drums, the bugles, the violins, veena, and also the Vangshuli flute. Meanwhile, in the inner quarters of the palace, Sri Radha was sleeping in her cradle. Lord Hari, who is the Antayami, the super soul in the hearts of all living entity, knew this. And unnoticed by anyone, the little baby Gopal was crawling in the room where Radha was. And with his soft little hands, he catched the cradle and pulled himself up. And at that moment, he saw the little baby Radha and touched with his delicate, soft, fresh hands the eyes of Radha. Yes. And Krishna smiled, seeing the face of his eternal consort. He laughed in his mind. And then Radhika immediately opened her eyes and saw Krishna's face. In this way, they had the eye-to-eye union. And they felt so very, very blissful. Mother Kirtida had just come and seen what had happened. And she happily explained, Yashoda come, Nanda come, everyone come, see Srimati Radharani. And all the Brijbasis came and saw Radha and Krishna. Happily explained, Srimati Radharani ki, Kana Mana Mohini Radharani ki. Vrindavan Vilasini Radharani ki
Jai.
Ashta Shaki Shiromani Radharani ki
Jai.
Vrishabhanu Nandini Srimati Radharani ki
Jai.